You're listening to 89.9 KCRW. I'm Lisa Napoli. Do not be fooled. Digital representations of art do not equal the real thing. And art critic Hunter Droho-Yoska-Philp says that is particularly clear in the works of two artists currently on display in Culver City. Hi there, Hunter.
Hi, Lisa.
So first at Suzanne Vielmetter Projects, the work of Sadie Benning is on display. What am I missing if I just look at the website?
If you were looking at digital imagery, you'd think, oh, dear, yet another retread of geometric abstraction. But if you went to see them, you'd see these paintings with these soft, kind of almost marshmallowy surfaces. And they're fitted together like puzzle pieces with geometric elements that are then painted mostly in colors of red, white, and blue. And they look like zigzags or charts or graphs. But those images actually refer to the title of the show, which is Fuzzy Math, and it's used to describe voting cards, graphs, tank formations, things that reference military or political situations, and the point is really the fuzzy math about the economics of such endeavors.
Hmm.
You know, fuzzing the numbers to make it look like as though this kind of activity was a positive thing.
Hmm. Now, is this unusual use of painting because Benning's original medium isn't paint?
Benning's original medium is film and video, and there's quite a career there. James Benning, the artist's father, teaches film at CalArts. So the accomplishment of this painting is even more surprising.
The Malibu-based artist Kim McCarty's work is over at Maloney Fine Art, and that's another example, you say, of more to it than digital can capture.
Well, watercolor is often too fragile to be seen well, I think, in a digital representation or even in a page in a book. There's something about the softness of the color and the quality of the paper that really needs to be seen firsthand. And that is certainly the case of Kim McCarty. Her technique of this kind of wet-on-wet watercolor has just become more refined over the years. And although she's really known for doing these paintings of unclothed young adults, maybe with a slight allure or erotic implication, she switched gears here and did some very beautiful watercolors of rabbits, observed, I would think, from an Albrecht Dürer picture of the young hare, a 16th century image that's very famous and still incredibly astonishing to view. The hare has the same pose. And it's as though the hair is quivering on the paper, it seems. It's really a quite lovely image. And then there are also images of her own dog, Dexter, her little Doberman. And there is a portrait, sort of an in-and-out-of-focus face that's also in the show. But it's small. It's a small show. I wish there were more pictures.
Kim McCarty's watercolors are on display through February 21st at Maloney Fine Art. Fuzzy Math, a work of Sadie Benning, on display at Suzanne Vielmetter in Culver City through Valentine's Day. And Hunter, here's where we mention the elephant in the room in Los Angeles this weekend, the LA Art Show and Photo LA up at the LA Mart honoring Kathy Opie.
That's right. If you haven't got enough at the galleries, which are all open with new shows in Hollywood and throughout the downtown area, make sure you also go to the convention center.
Exciting time this weekend. Thank you, Hunter.
Thank you, Lisa.